This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
937.
Today is Thursday, the 19th of May. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The focus on the state of California, where Jennifer is. The state of confusion.
That's more like it. That's where I'm always residing.
So will there be or won't there be a debate on Fox News between Bernie Sanders and Mrs. Clinton? Should I say, because I said Bernie Sanders, should I say Hillary Clinton? Or should I say Mr. Sanders and Mrs. Clinton?
Yeah, let's be fair. Let's be fair.
Okay. So Mr. Sanders and Mrs. Clinton are going to perhaps debate. Apparently, the Clinton campaign has not responded to the debate request because they want to know who will be the moderator and the questioners. Because, as we all know, Fox News has a bias against Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. So why then would they have proposed a debate? Ah, maybe there are ratings to be had here.
Ching.
Yes, ding, da, ding, da, ding, da, ding, da, ding, ding, ding. California has the largest pledged delegate haul of all of the Democratic contests, and for a change, it will make a difference this year. Even though Jennifer doesn't need to vote because her candidate's already there, she's a Republican.
Oh, but that's such a bad attitude because
bad
there are so
attitude.
Many, as they say, down ticket races. So, you know, just because it's decided on the Republican side, I've got to vote for Senate. We've got an empty Senate seat in California.
So that'll be filled in the primary?
Well, the top two vote getters will then be pushed to the November. Fall ballot.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's good. I didn't know there was that there. So that's great. All right. So that's on the Democratic side. To be fair, on the other side, lots of focus on the Trumpster and his presumptive Supreme Court nominees. His list of options lean to the right. He's talking to apparently a lot of the right-wing think tanks, Heritage Foundation, Federalist Society.
Well, constitutionalists,
group.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So is that bad? No, it's good.
No, I was so impressed with this list. And look, it's not like I would imagine Donald Trump has like these judicial baseball cards that he knew who all these people were that he plays with in his basement, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh. Did he borrow them from Sarah Palin's deck?
Yeah, this is not what's happening here. But what did happen is that he consulted some people, which is what people who are behind Trump hope that he does to build like this dream team around him, and also the people who were supportive of Ted Cruz and other candidates who aren't maybe 100% sold on Trump. They were hoping that he would do this, and
well,
I think this is a good step in the right direction.
This is not against his skin. His political skin may be anathema to the social conservatives, the social right wingers, but it's not to, when you think about his business background, business acumen, and what his attitude is toward the kinds of government involvement in business that have shaped so much of business over the past 8, 10, 12 years, it's time for a change there. And so I think what I get out of looking at this anyway is that he is looking for the people around him, group of people that they can choose from that will have an impact on rulings that affect business as much as anything else. I think you're going to find, if Trump is elected president, it's going to be a very business-oriented climate for the next 4 years or 8 years, as many years as he sticks around. A very business, and very appropriately so, because we haven't focused on business, because we haven't had any business people in the White House for a long time that were really focused on business. And let's face it, with great power comes a lot of responsibility, and the management skills that are needed to be an effective business person are tools that we've been looking for in a president, at least I have been. I think most people have said the same thing. We need somebody who knows how to run a business or run something.
Or who has run a business.
Right, exactly. Now, one thing I find interesting here is that Trump is now taking checks from various people. I know he realizes that this is going to be a very expensive event. He's going to have to spend a couple of billion dollars, which
is obscene. Well, and he needs the support of the RNC, and so he partnered with the RNC to create a fundraising unit. And right. People, you know, the critics of him, well, he said he was going to self-fund. Well, when you're running against the likes of Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, who are really pretty much political machines as far as the money that they can raise.
Right.
You can't just self-fund. It cost $2 billion for Obama to win the last time around. I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of money it costs to become president.
It's obscene.
It's awful. Yeah, because think about how many great people there are that don't get to do it because they don't have the money.
Right. And I think it's commendable that Trump has paid his own way up to this point. I give him credit for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is good. Okay, so that's what's going on in the political world. In the world of biochemistry, you'll all be happy to know as you wake up this morning that there are a bunch of modified mosquitoes that have been let loose in the Florida Keys. Those of you listening on the Marathon station down there, this is a product of a British pharmaceutical company called Oxitec. They have genetically modified mosquitoes.
Hmm.
And these mosquitoes supposedly will only eat the larva from mosquitoes that will spread the Zika virus.
Do they look like Terminator mosquitoes? Is that how we can tell them apart? Or?
Yeah, like little robots.
Yeah.
How in the world does your mind explode when you think that somebody was able to create, through a laboratory, a way of...
A laboratory, if you're not fancy.
Breeding. going to the laboratory to breed a mosquito. Mosquito that will eat the larvae of other mosquitoes that are
what
bad.
What if they go wrong, though? And then we have some angry robot mosquitoes out there.
Right,
well, people don't know what happens. Apparently, only the females bite humans. So they say there's only like a 0.01% chance that females would be released. But if they are released and they bite you, that's another question that the residents down in the Keys are wondering. Like, what happens?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or the residents anyplace. This is being used in South America as well. But they're trying it first down in the Keys.
So I learned something yesterday.
Did you?
Actually. I learned I need a vacation, and then I learned...
You just had a vacation. You've been on your bed for 3 weeks.
Laying flat on my side going blind was not a vacation. I mean, thank you for your sympathy, sir. Jeez-o-pizo.
I've been very sympathetic. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dripping with sympathy. But anyway, I learned that if a mosquito bites, if a Zika-infested mosquito bites a human, we know that you can be infected with the Zika virus. But did you know what happens if they bite a dog?
No.
Heartworm.
No.
Really?
Same carrier. Yeah, so now you have to think about protecting your dog, too, from Zika virus, because it's the same. Whatever they carry gives your pets heartworm.
Most of the people that I know give their dogs heartworm pills anyway, because there are all kinds of other things around. So if you do that. But I didn't know that. So now we all know it, and we're all smarter because of Jennifer. Hooray! Yay. Snide.
But to answer your initial question about are you surprised that, you know, they can genetically modify and breed this type of mosquito, I mean, talking about dogs, you know, I live in Manhattan and I see some weird-looking little designer
pooches
breeds on Park Avenue all the time, so I'm not surprised that they could do this with mosquitoes. I mean... some of the dogs.
You guys are saying it wrong. It's skeeters.
Skeeters?
Skeeters. We love skeeters. We love lots and lots of skeeters. Is that what they call them down in the Keys, or that what they call them in
Mississippi? They call them in the South. Skeeters.
Skeeters. I was excited to have for dessert. All right, 14 past the hour on Good Day. Let's get serious for a moment or two and talk about how to help people, how to help children especially, the children who are suffering because they don't have enough to eat, in various Caribbean countries, Latin American countries, where there have been disasters on top of disasters on top of disasters. And so I was asked by the folks from Food for Poor to help. And because I believe, you know my philosophy about we're all here to help, So we're going to try to help the hungry children who don't have food, don't have water, don't have homes, don't have beds, they have nothing. There are hundreds of thousands of these all across areas that are devastated by natural disasters, and there is no infrastructure in these countries. So many children are just wandering around. It's not like people have said to me, and I've tried to address this in a couple of earlier questions that people had of me, well, why are we doing this for children in America who don't have enough to eat? There's a lot of support for, and the fact that it exists, it's not as bad as this, but anybody going to bed hungry, supposedly 14 million children a day go hungry in our country, which is unacceptable. But most children have a place to sleep and, you know, have a place to go. These children literally are living on the street. They don't have parents. I don't know if spoiled is the right word, but we're insulated or isolated from what goes on. And we all know the news media, after the earthquake in Haiti and a couple of weeks' coverage, well, nobody ever talks about it again. So what did happen? What are the repercussions? What are the results? What's the end here? The end result of all of the damage and destruction is that these children have nothing, including not enough food to eat. So if you'd like to help an individual, maybe a family, you can help by calling 844-868-4673. That's 844-868-4673 or 844-868-HOPE. The end game here is if you spend $75 for one, you'll be buying food for a child for a year, water for a lifetime. You'll be helping if you decide that you would like to help a little bit more, some of the local clinics and churches to build little sort of homes for these people, these families. So help out if you choose to. It's a great cause, I think. It's called Food for the Poor, and you can get to them by dialing 844-868-4673 or hitting #250 on your phone. Now, this is sort of funny, but I say this, it's almost as intriguing for me. I'm helping all these kids, but we're using this #250 thing for the first time. And it's amazing how much easier it is. You just pick up your phone.
It's a great service.
It is. Yeah. It's terrific. Pick up the phone, hit #250, and say the word give, and you go right to an operator and you can make your donation.
Well, they send you the information right to your phone. You don't have to dig around for it, which is
nothing.
Nice.
#250 to help to give to Food for the Poor.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On? That's Going On. This is one of the great, 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 great Motown tunes.
I just
crank it up.
Sing to him. Woo, woo.
Crank it up. They're going to release a new vinyl of the old Marvin Gaye tunes from 1971 to 1981 on the 27th. And this is obviously to coincide with the theme and the song itself, what's going on. But there's a lot of great Marvin Gaye music, for sure. I would look for it. I get this myself.
I get it on vinyl.
As a CD. Now I want to get it as a CD so I can play in the car. I've got one old record player I'm going to try to revive.
Yeah, do it.
But in the meantime, the practical side is I've got CD players all over the place. So, and the music that he created is so enjoyable for me anyway to listen to. All right, so that's the Marvin Gaye story. Now let's move over to Sia because she's going to hit the road for a tour this fall. Bringing Miguel and Aluna George for every show starting in September in Seattle, running through late November, ending up in Austin, Texas. What do we know about Sia?
She gets Sia through her hair.
Yeah. She has a lot of wigs that she travels with.
Is that Dolly Parton wigs, you mean?
Oh,
except
no.
They all cover her face.
They cover her face?
She covers her face because she doesn't want to be recognizable for anything other than her music.
Really?
Isn't that artsy, Dougie?
That's really interesting.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to cover everything and be like, I only want to be known for my radio presence.
But it is interesting because, honestly, I don't know what she looks like. She could be sitting next to me at Starbucks. I wouldn't know.
I don't
care. So it's
working.
Yeah, it's interesting. My sister was a really big fan of her before she got huge. And so I listened to some of her stuff from then, and she doesn't cover her face in any of those videos. But I think it's because she was relatively unknown, so she was fine with that. But now that, I mean, she's written huge songs for Rihanna and, you know, all of these different artists. And I think...
And she's had so many number ones herself.
Exactly.
Now.
You lose... I don't know. I feel like it's easy for people to lose their sense of self or, you know, what their purpose is if they're super duper famous.
Gotta be honest with you, though. I can't even hang with bangs. I can't imagine when she's on stage and she starts to sweat a little. I don't know. I would be going crazy.
That's so funny.
All right, time for a switch. Turn the page to New Kids on the Block. Been talking about releasing a new album. Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre, Danny Wood.
Don't forget Donnie Wahlberg, my favorite.
I don't know if Donnie's going to be involved.
Well,
oh, yeah,
he's so busy
will.
On his TV show.
Nah,
he directs the tour, though. I mean, he's like the guy that got him going every summer. They do a tour every summer now.
And he's busy filming the Wahlbergers.
Yeah.
My boyfriend won't stop watching.
It's so good.
What is that about? It's the hamburger joint.
It's about the two cute Wahlbergs and the ugly one.
Right. Exactly.
All right, who's the ugly one? You got Mark, you got Donnie.
Cool.
Who's
the one
cook?
Who makes the burgers?
Yes.
Who flips burgers.
Supposedly, a couple of restaurants that they've gotten for their mother also to run.
More than a couple. It's now a chain, and they're everywhere. They actually opened one. Yeah, Wahlburgers.
There's another restaurant that they opened for their mother, which is in Norton, Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, it's just another way for them to help out the rest of the members of the family, much as anything else. So would you go see the New Kids on the Block this summer?
I went to see him last summer.
I go see him this summer.
Answer, yeah.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, sometimes just one is not enough. And it doesn't only refer to potato chips. It can refer to dogs and cats as well. Many of my listeners have more than one pet or have one pet and are thinking of adding a second pet into the household. Some people are real lucky. My mom was able to go out, pick up a stray, bring them in the house, and somehow they all got along with each other. But there are things you need to know. A little first pet psychology. Anytime a new animal is coming into a house where one animal already exists, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be territorial challenges, there's going to be challenges over affection, there's going to be challenges over food. It's up to you as a good pet guardian to avoid these. And one of the best ways to avoid it is to introduce the two dogs away from the house, perhaps on neutral territory, so they get to know each other without all the territorial craziness. Also, start feeding each dog out of two dishes so there's no possessiveness over food. Given time, a little space, and a lot of work on neutral territory, one day you'll come home and find them sleeping whisker to whisker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Stefan with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and we're ready for the big one here. Apparently, the big one is on its way, Jennifer.
Can you guys tell me you love me now, just in case I'm not here tomorrow?
We love you.
We love you, Jennifer. Yes, we do. So the news media is full of speculation about the preparation going on for the mega quake.
And I'm in real trouble. I'm going to be honest with you.
How's that?
My friend who is Mormon.
No, don't be too Mormon. Don't be honest with us. Come on, tell us something. I don't want you to be honest.
I'm going to lie to you. Yes. My friend who's a Mormon took me to the, you know, the emergency supply store.
What's this is an important part?
You know, like the survivor store.
That your friend is a Mormon? Is that
wait a minute,
that plays into the story?
Kind of. Well, no, I love her. I think they prepare better than the rest of us. The Mormon faith prepares better than the rest of us. disaster. They can stuff and they, you know.
There's a disaster store near you?
Oh, yes. In my neighborhood, yes, they're everywhere.
Every block. It's so funny
because... Welcome to Southern California.
The way she said, oh, so you know how there's like a disaster store in every corner, like it's the dollar store?
But I was so overwhelmed.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is. It's a thing. It's called SOS Survival Store. And so I went in, and I was so overwhelmed by the choices. And she had gotten me a gift card, so I had like, I don't know.
Gift cards to the survival store.
You can go natural. You can go GMO. Whatever you want for your survival.
So I was so overwhelmed. It's like me going into Home Depot. I just get kind of like, my eyes get real big. My pupils are even more dilated than they are after my eye injury. Like, I'm just... Argh. And the only thing I ended up with was a poop bucket and a silver blanket.
Hey.
Poop bucket? They have buckets that actually have a toilet lid on top of them, so you put like a plastic bag in them. You're
going into
your business.
A survival hole. You think there's going to be a toilet in the survival hole?
Wait, why is that the first item that you would need?
Because it's going to happen, and I'm not digging a hole when it dies.
So, like, your toilet in your house just is going to stop working?
Well, if the house doesn't exist, like if it's a big earthquake.
Oh, so we're talking total Armageddon, then you have
a poop
bucket.
Like if I'm on my spare lot with my silver blanket and a poop bucket, come and bring some canned food. I don't have any of that.
All of a sudden, the news media on the West Coast is full of these simulations and news about a 9.0 magna quake that will come along the Cascadia subduction zone, which is basically a San Andreas fault. So this massive earthquake... Well, you know, people laugh about California will be floating off into the sea someplace. But these things occur, if you look back in seismological history, how about that for a word? Go back 400-600 years, and you'll see that there were a series of huge earthquakes in what now is California. And it's time for, supposedly, according to the seismogungalists, the region is overdue. For one of these things, the big bang, the big blow, the big boom. I better hurry up and sell my house on the beach because I'm about to be there pretty soon. Right?
Well, maybe you'll have an island. You could be on what's now the new California Hawaii type situation.
So how do I get there? You gonna help me get there? How do I get there?
Swim, bro. We can float on my poop.
Good for you.
SUP. Everybody does it out in California.
I have an important question though that hasn't been answered. Could I have gone to college to become a seismogungalist?
Yes.
Okay. I actually took an earthquake class from the seismogungalist who you see on TV all the time, Kate Hutton. She works for Caltech. And so anytime there's a big earthquake, the news media always brings her out and she talks about it. And she actually made me less afraid of earthquakes, so I thank her for that, because there's really nothing you can do other than be prepared.
Yeah,
but you can feel the different pieces of the earthquake. It's primary and secondary waves, and the P waves start really jagged and then the secondary waves are the ones that roll out. So that kind of helps when you're in an earthquake to digest the pieces of it. But yeah, the news around here has been that this fault is locked and loaded, which it has been for years and years and years, and they're saying it's just a matter of time. And now the governor here, Dougie, Governor Brown, has just spent $10 million to put in a seismic warning system that's going to give you a big whopping 60-second notice.
Whoa! Good for him.
Which I prefer not to even have, to be honest.
Right.
Or you don't like to, when I say that, to lie to you. I wouldn't
okay,
even
well,
want a 60-second.
You'll all be happy to know that the fantastic success of the last movie The Rock was in called San Andreas.
Yeah.
They're doing a sequel to it, San Andreas Part 2.
The aftershock.
Yeah, right. So San Francisco's already been destroyed. I'm not sure what they're going to destroy the next time. But that movie made so much money, they had to come up with some sequel to it.
Way better than I thought. I watched it on an airplane.
It was pretty decent. Yeah, typical stuff from The Rock, which you'd expect anyway. So we've talked about the disaster of the earthquake. We've talked about the disaster that may happen because of the new mosquito that's going to eat the Zika virus. We got GMO weeds now that are a problem because the era of the super weed is upon us. It's not the stuff you smoke. And to cap off all of the disaster news, the people who are in the bee business, like honey bee business, are really distraught because the problems with bees dying is getting so bad that beekeepers are finding themselves victims of theft, especially in California, where the bee community is having a big boom because they're growing and breeding bees there, and then they're selling them, distributing all around the country. The bee rustler. Remember the old days, the cowboy movies, the cattle rustlers? Now they're bee rustlers. And because we're in the height of the pollination season right now, around California, every night, there have been break-ins into bee yards, and these guys are stealing hives. They better be dressed for it, I guess.
Yeah.
That'd be one thing. But the farmers, most people don't realize how the food supply is completely dependent. It's another one of those Mother Nature things that a lot of people don't understand. We would have no food, zero, none, nothing to eat were it not for bees. Do you realize that? There would be nothing because the things that the animals eat, if you eat animals, are grown because bees pollinate the crops. Whether it's beans, corn, whatever it is that you eat, whatever the animals eat that we eat, all of it depends on bees pollinating the plants.
Well, I love how people constantly throw their shoulders and their arms up in the air and go, I don't know why they're disappearing. They don't talk about it. I'm pressing your hot button here. But they don't talk about the fact, that the seeds have been modified. And so if you're not repollinating stuff.
And the sprays that they use to kill
the pesticides,
weeds and other stuff like that are killing the bees, too.
Yep.
The bees go to the places they spray to do their pollination thing. The best example I can come up with is the silk of the corn stalk. That's how the corn, the ear develops, and the bees do their thing. And if they're doing it on top of some kind of spray, and they carry that spray around, or it gets to them, it kills them. What do you got left?
Well, I think
nothing.
It seems super obvious, but I think people really don't realize that, like, these things that are sprayed to kill some things, like, it's not just towards one thing. Like, I read a story the other day of a woman who was upset because she had her trees sprayed to kill caterpillars, and then was upset when other, you know, like, the birds weren't in the trees anymore, or butterflies were gone. Well, what do you think is going to happen when you not only get rid of their source of food, but, like, this stuff is toxic, and if it's toxic to caterpillars, it's going to be toxic to other things in nature, and I think people just don't realize that, even though it seems so common sense and obvious.
Well, there are those who will tell you that there are engineering things, like the best example is today the mosquitoes that eat the virus, the larvae of the Zika mosquito. But, you know, sometimes the stuff that you think is going to work, when you put it out in the field, it does something entirely different than what they have planned that it will do. And that's the stuff to look out for. In a moment, Robin Wright puts her foot down. That's next on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
There was 57 channels in another night. 57 channels in another
night. TV time, 46 past the hour on Good Day. Robin Wright, who is the co-star with Kevin Spacey on House of Cards.
Which is so awesome, by the way.
They're working on getting the next season done. And she says she's done unless she gets pay parity with Kevin Spacey, who's making 500 G's an episode. So here is the story behind the story on that.
It's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, right? The inequality, what women earn 82% of what their male counterparts make, kind of on an average. And you do have to shame and guilt them into it. And I did it on my show recently. I was like, I want to be paid the same as Kevin. Because it was a perfect paradigm and example to use. Because there are very few films or TV shows where the male, the patriarch and the matriarch are equal. And they are in House of Cards. And I was looking at statistics, and Claire Underwood's character was more popular than his for a period of time in a season, so I capitalized on that moment. And I was like, you better pay me or I'm going to go public. And they did.
Aha!
Good for her. Then she went public anyway.
Yeah. Right.
This is good, though. Women have to start asking for salary. Typically, the disparity comes from women not asking for what they're worth. So this is good news.
So how do we play that? But let's take another television show, The Good Wife, which is in the news today for a couple of different reasons. So Christine Baranski, was she as important to the show as Juliana Margulies's character? The good wife was Juliana Margulies, but Baranski was an important part of it. And now, in fact, there's a spinoff which will feature Baranski. So she'll now make probably not, because Juliana Margulies was making about $700,000 an episode.
Though I would venture to say that if by looks, Christine Baranski is very recognizable, but Juliana Margulies came in with ER under her belt. She had a lot of stuff that she was working on when she went into The Good Wife. So, who knows what the pay will be there, but she is going to reprise her role as her top attorney character, Diane Lockhart, on the spinoff.
Interesting to see what they do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, what else, Jen? What's going on today on television?
All right, tonight on TV, some more finales. We are in finale season, so you can check out the season finale of Grey's Anatomy. That's on ABC at 8. The Blacklist also goes into its finale with two hanging questions. Is Lizzie really dead, and do viewers want a spinoff?
She's not dead.
So you might get the answer to both of those. That's tonight, The Blacklist, NBC at 9. And then I think one of the best sitcoms on TV is Mom. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to watch it. It's on CBS. But they are funny and sweet, and they tackle a lot of issues. And they are coming to a season finale tonight when Christy can't pay for her college education. That's CBS at 9. So you can catch those season finales.
Is that Anna Faris?
Yeah, Anna Faris and I'm blanking.
I'm blanking, too. She was in Juno. She was the mom in Juno.
I'm not blanking on one thing. Yesterday, one of the most engaging things that we had Twitter, tweet the Aussie Jack Osborne travel show, which is a tour show, apparently.
Aussie has time to travel now that he's not with his wife anymore, so,
Right, but this is, apparently, this is something that fascinates people, because it was all over Twitter yesterday.
Watching Aussie is like watching a car accident. You kind of want to look away, but you can't, and that works for him on TV.
Yeah, totally.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The hour now, the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program theme of the week. It's on the air right now. The Money Pit is a radio program heard on 982,415 radio stations.
Pretty sure there's not that many out there.
Really, only 942,013.
I think it was 41,000
radio stations here in our country, but all around the world.
Yeah.
You're very big in Mozambique. You know that? People building homes there all the time.
I did not know that.
Tom Kreidler, who is the host with Leslie Segretti of the Syndicated Money Pit Home.
I think I get emails from a rich uncle there that wants to give me, though, a lot.
Really? Okay. I'll share that with him. So we have questions from listeners. Doug and Tom have answers.
We do.
In a moment. Yes, we do. On Good Day.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivery download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Our website is moneypit.com. Answers to questions from our listeners. A lady named Tricia lives in Delaware, building a new home. Builders suggest that she get a tankless on-demand water heater. I would say yes, especially if you're using volume. Am I right?
Yeah, and the other thing about that question is she's getting contrary advice from her plumber who says there's a lot of maintenance, they can't find parts, blah, blah, blah. The thing is with plumbers, Doug, is that a lot of them are still reluctant to go with tankless water heaters. There was some confusion in their industry, by the way, not the tankless industry, but their industry early on in terms of how to install those, and they were putting them in with undersized gas lines because they need larger gas lines than your traditional tank water heater because they use more gas, but they use it for shorter periods of time. So that's why overall it's more efficient and you never, ever, ever run out of hot water. Now, if you do have a location where you have typically hard water with a lot of mineral deposits in it, they can get clogged and need to be cleaned every couple of years, which is a whole sort of flush out process that adds to it. But if that's not, I would have a little bit of concern in that kind of an area. But for the rest of the country, no, I think they're terrific.
I had the house that I lived in for 38 years. The people that moved in just called me the other night. They put a tankless water heater in, and I'm thinking of actually doing it in my new home as well. Their concern was, I was by myself for the most part.
Right.
I didn't use a lot of water. So now they got three kids, and they run around the house. And so they all decided they were going to have baths at the same time, and they filled up three tubs and took two showers, and gunk came out of some of the water pipes. And they called me and said, "What's the matter with our water?"
They're using it a lot differently than it was used before.
Right.
And so they're really flushing those lines out. But that won't continue. And you know what? If you do get sometimes debris in the water, a smart thing to do is to go to the fixture or the faucet and remove the end of it, the screen, and just let it run clear.
Right. Clean up. And sometimes you have to take, depending on how clever you are, just take an adjustable wrench, take the top off, shut the water off at the main, and take the top off. In my case, I had an old claw bathtub
right.
that had copper lines on it, and the two nozzles needed to be cleaned. So you just take the top of the nozzle off and clean it out.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You can just get the tiniest bit of debris in there, and it clogs the whole thing up.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bound to be stuff because there's things that come out of the ground, they're in the water themselves. I have wells.
Yeah, so exactly.
Maybe we need town water. I said, no, you don't. You just need to clean out the pipes.
A little bit of maintenance goes a long way.
Yep. Tommy the K, check out the website for the home improvement program. Everybody wants to hear the Money Pit. 59 past the hour, moneypit.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.